Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, speaking about finding out, yes, we've got two of the, I'll call them both kind of founding members of the York County Choral Society, Jeff Culp and Paige Connolly. They're with us today. We're going to find out about what they do, how they do it, who's the best singer, who's the worst. No, just teasing. So let's start off with some introductions. Mr. Culp, would you like to tell everybody in the Cliff Notes version?
Sure. I'm Jeff Culp, and I was just a wee lad when the Choral Society started. I was a freshman at Winthrop, and they had just an open audition call that if you were, endorsed and had a letter from your church choir director, you could join the Choral Society. And so, lo and behold, they thought that they would have about 40 people show up that night, and we had about 100 people show up that night for that first rehearsal, because folks were just hungry for an outlet that, we sing things that are, classical choral music that is a little harder than your average church choir would do. And it was just an outlet for those things. And I've been, like I said, lifelong Rock Hill resident, grew up 3 miles from here, and and went to Winthrop, and enjoyed getting to know folks in the Choral Society that were just Rock Hill people, and grew up working at Farmers Exchange, going to Winthrop, and the rest is kind of Rock Hill history.
So you made the cut.
I did make the cut.
And you sing what, baritone?
Tenor.
All right. Okay. Paige Connolly.
I'm Paige Connolly, Rock Hill native. Grew up down on Eden Terrace, just six houses from the college. Still call it the college. You can see how old I am. I was in the Woodland Methodist Church Choir, and, of course, our organist, Jill Lee, said we're getting ready to start a chorus at Winthrop. David Lowry, who was the professor, and her professor, she was working on a master's degree, said we need good, qualified church singers. They don't have to audition if they've got a letter from the choir director. So I signed up right quick. I'm a bass. I've been in the Rock Hill, the Woodland Church Choir since 1951. I just finished the eighth grade when I joined that choir, and I'm still a member of that choir.
Good for you.
Been in business in Rock Hill. I was president of the Connolly Beckham Insurance Agency until I sold the business and went on to other things, and have been a member of the Choral Society since day one. We have a funny thing about David and Shirley Fishburne. We met in their dining room the first time that we met, and Shirley was washing dishes, and Mary and Ann were both in high chairs, and I was feeding one on one side and one on the other. David and Shirley, of course, were the founders. We had a professor at Winthrop, Tony Hainsworth, who was able to get a grant of $10,000. And, Jeff, I don't know where that money came from, because we had $0. We had 120 singers, but we had no money.
Actually, it came from NCMB.
Really?
The original, and we had some connections. They were pretty generous with local community grants at that time, and we were awarded a $10,000 community arts grant as a startup.
So how did this whole thing get started? Obviously, it started decades ago. Mm-hmm. Just Shirley Fishburne David just hanging around and saying, we need to get a group together and sing?
The Winthrop used to have an artist course series, and every month we would have a well-known band. We'd have the ballet. We had opera. And when I was just a chap, you could sit in the third balcony for 50 cents. And I would save my money and go to the third balcony. And I'd go to everything that was there because it was just enlightening to have that much culture. But the cost of the production got to be so that they couldn't guarantee the performers that they would get the money they needed to pay for the show. So I don't think the Artist Course series now are even doing anything, not to my knowledge. But we had no culture in one case. In music.
He said that. I didn't say that. He said that. His name is Paige Connolly. He said that.
I think that, too, that Dr. Walter Roberts, who was the head of the School of Music at when David was hired at the college, he had directed the Rock Hill Choral Society, which was kind of our predecessor, that it had been around and lasted for just a short amount of time, and it folded. It just didn't ever get any traction and really last. And I think that was part of it, that he wanted to see something, you know, and he just didn't have the energy being retired at his age. He just didn't have the energy to commit to doing it. And so I think that he kind of planted the seed with David and Shirley to start the group and just kind of put out this call. And they had, you know, according to David, when just talking with him, he said that they had no idea how many people would show up. So they put this letter out and said, people, if they're already committed to church choirs and things, you know, who would give up another night of the week to sing? And so lo and behold, over 100 people came the first night, and there were 120 people in that first chorus. That I pulled up the program from we've got all of our program. You can go to our website and all of our programs from past.
What is the website?
It's yorkcountychoralsociety.org.
Okay.
And you can pull it up and see there's 120 people listed in that program.
All right. So right now we have how many members in the Choral Society?
About 60.
About 60. And you do what? One or two or three or four performances a year?
Our normal season is two concerts, one in the fall and one in the spring. This year it's our, as we said, it's our 40th anniversary, and our artistic director and conductor, Dr. Kathy Kinsey, she decided that she felt like that we needed to do three concerts to really celebrate our 40th anniversary.
And that's going to be when?
On May 22nd.
That's right around the corner.
At Oakland Baptist, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And what all are you going to dazzle us with?
We'll be performing Brahms' German Requiem. It's one piece. It's going to be a really good concert because David Lowry is going to be up from Columbia. He's here for the 40th anniversary, and he's going to conduct one movement of the piece. Shirley Fishburne now lives in Philadelphia, and she's coming down, and she's going to play a organ prelude for the concert. Hopefully we'll have some folks that no longer sing with us but still enjoy coming out to our concerts.
Now, is this going to be all in German?
No, it's in English.
Oh, I think you're going to do it in German. Come on.
We've done some stuff in German.
I bet
also
that was fun.
In Hebrew, but not English is so much easier to say. Incidentally, this was the last performance that David did before he retired, was the Brahms Requiem. So we have to be really, really on our toes because he's going to walk around the room to listen and see how we're doing, if we've improved in it.
So this is in, what, two acts or three acts? I mean, how's
this
done?
It's one movement. It's about an hour and 5 minutes.
Okay.
An hour and ten minutes.
Does it tell a story?
It's a requiem. It's a a funeral.
All about death and the resurrection.
But it is just a very moving, just a moving piece of music. And,
all right, now to prep for this and get ready for this. First of all, you made the decision to do this when?
Uh, A year ago. We put our concert series together a year, 18 months in advance.
All right, so you started practicing for this Brahms Requiem when?
Right after Christmas.
Right after Christmas. And your normal schedule of practices is what?
Every Thursday night, 7:30 to 9:30 or 7 to 9:30, just depending on how under the gun we are to get things done.
And
that lasts for 8 or 10 weeks. From after we sing on the 22nd, that'll conclude the year for us, and we'll take the summer off, and then we'll meet back again in August, about the time school starts. And so we kind of follow the Winthrop calendar.
So it's one practice session a week?
One practice session a week for two hours.
Unless you get close to it and you realize it ain't going well, so we go to two practice sessions a week.
Emergency
or,
practice.
Or two or add 30 minutes to rehearsals to do two
so,
and a half.
So who is critiquing the practice sessions to say the bass section is not quite up to snuff, well, you guys got to pick it up? Who does that?
Kathy. Dr. Kinsey.
Yeah, Dr. Kinsey is, she is, Kathy has been our director for 10 years. After David retired, we hired her. She is she's retired music professor from Winthrop. She was director of choral activities at Winthrop University. She and her husband live in Charlotte. And a fine musician, and just she's an adjudicator for a lot of competitions and all for middle schools and high schools and all since her retirement. But she cracks the whip and gets the best and tries to get the best out of us. And really, we surprise ourselves sometimes at the work we can do.
You know, it's interesting because you all are volunteers. Mm-hmm. None of you are paid professionals. And getting volunteers to perform to the level that you're trying to get to, that's not exactly easy to do. Because volunteers could say, well, you know what, I think I'm tired of this. I'm going to move on to something else.
Well, and that's kind of what happens sometimes is that because it is a volunteer organization and we're so strapped for time for other things that people are involved in, yet they have jobs and have families and all. And this is an outlet. But also we want to do the best that we can. We want to be the best we can be and perform. You know, and our performance is worth paying $20 to come and listen to us.
Right.
And a lot of times we kind of have to have that heart to heart pep talk. A few weeks out to make sure that folks are still just studying their music at home, not just waiting until it's time to rehearse it. 7 o'clock on Thursday night to think, oh, I got a rehearsal night. I need to get that music out.
Boy, I'm rehearsing by yourself.
We have access to digital learning tracks,
right?
And it just isolates your part, so you can pull it up on the net and
sing with your computer.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
how you doing with that, Paige?
Well, I tell you, we have a lot of people that are, and Jeff could agree with me, that approach us about becoming members of the Choral Society.
Right.
And I tell them, I said, well, just black out all of your Thursday nights because you don't come and go when you want to. You have to be there every week.
Right.
You can miss one or two practices, but more than that, unless it's emergency, it just doesn't suit Dr. Kinsey, because you have to be there every week.
Oh, I got that. I mean, this really is a team effort.
If the team isn't together,
you can't pull it off.
We can spend 45 minutes on one line of music just to get it right. And our church director, of course, is a Winthrop graduate, and he said, well, we can't do that in the church. We don't have enough. But it's really concentrated hard work, and if you're not up to it, if you can't be there for every rehearsal, then it's not for you.
So the 60 members that you have in the Choral Society, are you dues-paying members? I mean, do you have some kind of club fee or something?
We charge a nominal dues, $50 a year.
Right.
And nowhere near what it costs to run the organization, but everybody pays for their own music. I mean, we own our music when we're after, you know, we order music based on what our membership numbers are, and when it comes in, we sell music for cost. I mean, so if it costs us $9, we sell it for $9. And
do you have to pay some type of a music license fee to perform this?
We do. we have to pay a CCLI license, and it's based on how many performances we do. And it's not quite since COVID they've kind of relaxed a little bit, but still, you know, it's about between $250, $300 a year for that license fee to be able to do that. And you would think that just kind of like the Messiah, when we sang our first concert, it was written in the 1700s, and you would think that that would be public domain and not have to.
Thought it was 100 years, and then it became public domain.
And, but it's not quite that way. And so, if we performed Messiah, you put down how many patrons were in. I mean, how many patrons were in the audience, and all. Then there's a little charge that they figure to pay.
We're very familiar with that in the broadcasting business.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
So these concerts that you put on. You charge for them, you say these are $20?
Well, general admission is $20, senior is $10, and student admission is $5.
Okay.
And we have patron subscribers that, tickets are included in your patron subscription for donating to the, because the lifeblood of the organization is patrons that donate on a yearly basis.
Sure.
Our benefactors, and they're just just out of the kindness of their heart that they enjoy choral music, they want to see us continue, and so they even during COVID, we had people that continued to donate to us when we weren't performing. I mean, we were out for really a one full season. And we still had our annual barbecue sale all masked up and did that. And people still came and supported us and bought barbecue. And people continue to be patrons as we solicited patrons. I mean, not on the same level, but they didn't just stop.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, we're going to see how well these York County Choral Society guys do. We prepare fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. because that's when we're closing now, at 6 p.m. And there's a magical formula that makes this all work. It's in the white letters, and we all going to bellow it out together in bass, in tenor, whatever it is, right? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
If you're routinely on the internet, you know that more is better. The more connection speed you have, the bigger the difference in everything you do online. ZipStream from Comporium gives you access to up to 1,000 megabits per second and the ability to stream, search, download, and play online faster than you ever have before. When it comes to the internet, more is better. So visit Comporium.com and upgrade to ZipStream today.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Paige Connolly and Jeff Culper with us. They are both founding members, as it were, for the York County Choral Society. They're putting on a special 40th anniversary concert coming up here on the 22nd of May at Oakland Baptist Church. It begins at 4 o'clock. It's Brahms Requiem. It's about an hour-long performance. Paige is actually practicing and says he is going to be in his best form ever. So he's... He's all pumped up and ready to go. So the actual accompaniment, I mean, do you have just an organ player, or do you have members of an orchestra there? How does this work?
We'll have a small orchestra that will be with us that afternoon. It consists of violins, timpani, viola, and cello, strings and percussion, and a couple of other players. And, of course, these folks are contract players. We've got their Winthrop faculty or Rock Hill School District teachers that teach, and even Fort Mill. We try to use local musicians as much as possible, and they are just super talented people that they come together one extra rehearsal before they meet with us to get our cues and things down with the conductor, and then we rehearse on a Thursday night and perform, have a dress rehearsal on Saturday and perform on Sunday.
It's always amazed me. These guys come walking in there. They haven't practiced at all with you. They give them a bunch of sheet music, and boom, you might think they've been playing it their whole life. It's fascinating.
Well, they have been playing it their whole life. They just hadn't been playing it with us.
You can bring them down to your level, is that what you're saying?
They have one shot, Saturday at dress rehearsal.
One shot.
One shot.
And, do you critique them?
No.
We're thankful to have them.
That's above our pay grade.
That's above our pay grade. So do you do any joint things with the Rock Hill Symphony Group?
We have done one concert with them, a Christmas concert in December 2019, before the world changed as we know it due to COVID.
Huh.
And and that was well received by the audience, and it was just a real neat time to be together. That that was their first time with us, and kind of feeling each other out. And I don't know how things are with their new conductor or their conductor search that's going on. If when they hire somebody, that I would be interested in if as a board, as a group, that we could maybe put that on the table, that we would do something again with them on their program.
Sure. Well, if Bob Thompson is listening, we'll tell him you all to get together and plan something for December.
Yes.
It'd be a nice one. Do the Messiah, right? I think that'd be great. Handel's Messiah. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So to make your organization work, the York County Choral Society, you mentioned that you need to have patrons. It's you do get $20 or whatever it is per person that comes to the concerts, but it's really the patrons who allow you to do what you do, because you got to buy the music, you got to pay the conductor, you've got some fees that you pay to the orchestra members and what have you. So you need dollars to make this thing work. So how does somebody get involved with this?
Exactly. We have patron subscribers that we solicit every fall in those. We sent out a patron campaign. It's also listed in our program. You can go to our website and donate online as a patron. We have a director circle, performer circle, sustaining member. It's YorkCountyChoralSociety.org. And also some history about the organization on there. The folks that the works that we have done, you can pull up little YouTube snippets of or recordings of audio files of concerts that have been recorded, and they're posted on there. You can't listen to the whole work, but you can listen to part of it and that have been selected out. And patrons, they get tickets to all the concerts that they can use them at their discretion. So if you're in the director circle and you get 12 patron tickets, you can use all 12 of them to see the Messiah back in December, or you can use 6 in December and 6 in May at this concert for the Brahms.
So what is the giving levels for patrons?
The director circle is 1,000 plus. Performer circle is 500 to 1,000. Sustaining member is 250 to 500. Sponsoring member 150 to 250. Associate 100 to 150, and then friend 50 to 100.
So you got something for everybody.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good. Absolutely. And if you take a look at all those together, I mean, how many people are in this patron group? Round numbers.
It's about 90 on
about
the last.
90.
About 90.
About 95.
That's good.
Last pay bill we did.
Mm-hmm.
Back
that's good.
In March.
And we also have some very faithful advertisers that help make our programs possible too.
Who are they?
And,
I see one of them that I recognize.
Yep.
Farmers Exchange.
Sam
Bynum could sing a good song, can't
absolutely,
he?
Absolutely. And Rhett Rutland State Farm, Drummond Sharp, Dr. Drummond Sharp, Sharp Dentistry. Lisa Ray Hun, she's a financial planner. Also, the Sound Lab, the Wave Lab. He is runs a recording studio in Fort Mill, South Carolina. I said I'm terrible. I'm just drawing a blank on his last name, but his
what is called Joe?
His business used to be called Sounds Like Joe, and so Harbor Chase and York County Natural Gas are both sponsors.
So what's coming up for the rest of the year? I mean, you're this is it. And then you take the summer off.
Yes, sir.
So when do you start planning for 2022-23?
We're already kind of throwing some things around. The board will meet May and June, and we take off July, come back the 1st of August, and our music director and president will make some decisions about the program slate for the fall and for the spring next year, and then you'll send that out in an email.
But you're going to be planning July. Two concerts for next year.
Two concerts,
fall and the spring,
December and probably in April.
Right. Well, we've told you what you need to do for December. I'll let you figure out spring on your own. Well, listen, guys, I thank you both for being here. And again, if you want to get more information, it's at YorkCountyChoralSociety.org. YorkCountyChoralSociety.org. February, May 22nd, coming up very quickly, their special 40th anniversary concert, Brahms Requiem, over at Oakland Baptist Church at 4 o'clock on the 22nd. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, now you knew did this once, and it was okay, but, you know, being professional singers as you both are, I know you can do better. So it's called What We Do Here at Substation 2, 6 days a week from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are the new hours. And the magical formula that most people know, but for all the newbies who are running in here every day, we're going to give it to you loud and clear. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, they got it now. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.